This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents the opening scenes from Lorraine Hansberry's play, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black.
My name is Lorraine Hansberry. I'm a writer.
I think that the highest gift that man has is art. And I am audacious enough to think of myself as an artist. That there is both joy and beauty and illumination and communion between people to be achieved through the dissection of personality. That's what I want to do. I want to reach a little closer to the world, which is to say to people, and see if we can share some illuminations together about each other.
You look young this morning, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for a second. Stirring them eggs. You looked real young again. It's gone now. You look like yourself again.
Man, if you don't shut up and leave me alone.
First thing a man ought to learn in life is not to make love to no colored woman the first thing in the morning. Y'all some evil people 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Walter Lee.
Oh, Walter Lee. You're tired, ain't you? You're tired of everything. Me, the boy, the way we live. But you wouldn't do nothing to help, would you?
Walter, please leave me alone.
A man needs for a woman to back him up.
Walter, eat your eggs. They're gonna be cold.
That's it. There you are. Man say to his woman, I got me a dream. His woman say, eat your eggs. Man say, I got to change my life. I'm choking to death, baby. And his woman say, your eggs is getting cold. That is just what is wrong with the colored woman in this world.
Well, being a colored woman, I guess I just can't help myself none. Eat your eggs, Walter.
Damn my eggs. Damn all the eggs that ever was.
I happen to believe that most people, and this is where I differ from many of my contemporaries, or at least as they express themselves, I think that virtually every human being is dramatically interesting. Not only is he dramatically interesting, he is a creature of stature, whoever he is.
A divorce? A divorce, Sydney. For what? Because a husband is unfaithful? Oh, don't act surprised. You know, sometimes I think you kids down here in the village really believe your own notions of what the rest of the human race is like. There are no squares, sweetheart. Everybody is his own hipster. Believe me when I tell you. And what else could I do? In this world, there are two kinds of loneliness, with a man and without one. I picked. And let's face it, I cannot type.
I was on this date once, Sid. He had a book of reproduction by Goya. And there was this one, an etching, I think. Have you ever seen it? There's this woman, a Spanish peasant woman. And she's standing there like this, reaching out. And what she's reaching out for are the teeth of a dead man. A man who'd been hanged. And she is rigid with revulsion, but she wants his teeth. Because it's said in the book that in those days, people thought that the teeth of the dead were good luck. Could you imagine that? The things that people think they have to do to survive in this world. Someday, I'm gonna buy that print. It's all about my life.
Child, when do you think is the time to love somebody the most? When they done good and made things easy for everybody? Well, then, you ain't through learning. Because that ain't the time at all. It's when he's at his lowest, and he can't believe in himself, because the world's done whipped him so. Honey, when you starts measuring somebody, measure 'em right, child. Measure 'em right. You make sure you done taken into account the hills and the valleys he's come through before he got to wherever he is.
Good evening. I am very pleased to have been invited to be a part of this program, and I hope it isn't premature. That is, this is a writer's conference, a black writer's conference. I am clearly black, but I'm not yet sure how much of a writer I am. I suppose I've been invited because my first play will be opening soon. In any case, let's presume I am a writer. I was born on the south side of Chicago. I was born black and a female. I was born in a depression after one world war and came into my adolescence during another. And while I was still in my teens, the first atom bombs were dropped on human beings. I have been personally the victim of physical attack, which was the offspring of racial and political hysteria. I have lost friends and relatives through cancer, lynching, and wars, drug addiction, alcoholism, mental illness, and I have come to maturity, as we all must, knowing that greed and malice, brutality, indifference, and perhaps above all else, ignorance, are bound in this world. I say all of this here now so that you know that what I have written and what I write from now on is not based on the assumption of idyllic possibilities or innocent assessments of the true nature of life, but rather my own personal view that all this considered, it is still not unthinkable to me that the human race might just do what the apes never will. Impose the reason for life on life.
All travelers to my city should ride the elevated trains that race along the back ways of Chicago. The lives you could look into. I think you can find the temple of my people on their back porches.
The honesty of their living is there in the shabbiness. Scrubbed porches that sag and look their danger. Dirty gray wood steps. And always a line of white and pink clothes, scrubbed so well, waving in the dirty wind of the city.
My people are poor.
And they are tired.
And they are determined to live.
Our south side is a place apart.
Each piece of our living is a protest.
State of Illinois, Department of Health, Division of Vital Statistics, Certificate of Birth, Registration Number 21383, date of birth, May 19, 1930. Place, County of Cook, Chicago. Full name of child.
Lorraine Hansberry.
Sex, female. Legitimate?
Yes.
Father.
Carl A. Hansberry, 5330 Calumet Avenue.
Father's color, Negro.
Correction, black.
Father's birthplace.
Glaston, Mississippi.
Present occupation?
United States Deputy Marshal.
Mother.
Nanny Perry.
Color, Negro.
Correction, black.
Number of children of this mother, born alive and now living.
4.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.